My mother did not tell stories. My mother did not tell stories. Instead, passed round our sticky kitchen table, warnings, worries, laments, tea-time croonings that diluted childhood, muted its paint-box primary with shadings and grays from the dark pages of adult discouragement. Being a man is hard work. Don't ask your brother to dry the dishes. Or, my father never wanted us. The CCF took up his whole heart. About Grandma Elsie, dead when I closed the first circle of seasons, she said, my mother kept running away, but her Irish relations could only afford to send her home, to your husband. I was never so happy as when they called after me in Belfast, Hey, Canada! Felt like a comic book heroine. My tits turned pointy as maple leaves. Our growing up years were not nourished by stories built around survival, but hard crusts left over from times of stubbornness, just enough to start a life on. Charlie and Elsie's bitter marital loaf, the proverbs of worry nibbled by my mother, sister, five grandkids. Like a photo of Charlie's White Rose gas station, 40s, Windsor, where they all slept in the back room, wearing the reek of engine oil, spilled gasoline like a cast mark. Selling out, Charlie went on the line at Chrysler. Working overtime at the Top Hat Grill, Elsie became radiantly tragic, hoping each night to be taken away by a sensitive post-war millionaire, won by her smile and careful way placing the coffee cups, not a drop lost. Later, when my mother was engaged, Elsie's rocking chair blessing, men have all the power, but they don't know it unless we let them. Don't let him. Cradling her saucer of cold tea like a stillborn. 5 years later, ballooned by the illness gnawing at her bowels, Elsie floated over the Atlantic in morphine dreams before the landlady phoned and they carried her back terminally in arrears, murmuring to the VON, Mother, Mother, may I please come home now? My father did not tell stories. Baba's memories, half buried in Russian, were too radioactive to unearth, like Chernobyl's ashy soil, not far from where he was born. Too much old-world pain waved away. Dysentery, orphans, typhus. Greedy landlords, rotten potatoes, stolen land, emigration. Why drag it over the ocean? So she muttered, half in English. And he would nod, sinking in his chair, retired teacher, recalling the mining town he was raised in, the ungentle man they left behind, for a new start in the border city, new father, school for Nick in Detroit, subsiding into silence after two helpings of her cherry pie, along with $10 bills folded into our sticky palms like crushed moths. Baba provided these free lessons. Don't trust nobody. Look after yourself. Keep your kitchen clean. Your money inside an old shoe. Men you don't need. Die, you owe nothing to nobody. Although Baba lived to 100, burying three husbands, her triumph never quite equaled the loss. Moving, marrying, leaving, forgetting, burying, the stories were lost to her rocking chair's rhythm, grooves worn into the floor while we waited to turn on the TV or escape to boys with cars. Only when we were waving goodbye from the parking lot of the home to her balcony watch did the old words suddenly flow from her lips. Curses or thanks, we'll never know.